Love is patient, love is kind. It is not jealous, is not pompous. Love is terrified like a beast, but it perseveres. Love could give up and abandon it all, but it perseveres. Sometimes, love has gunshot wounds to its legs or bullet fragments lodged in them. Tourniquets squeeze love's legs, or it has no legs anymore. Then love's friends carry love. Love digs trenches and lives in them. It gnaws ice from the bottle cut in half when it gets thirsty at -4. Love takes up combat duty, gets into position with hernias, fevers, prostatitis, with blast injuries, asthmas and allergies, with a high probability of not making it back, with thoughts about the most significant one. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love can distinguish by ear the shots of rocket launches, the strikes of mortar shells, and the movement of tanks. Love's eyes hurt when it stares into the thermal imager for too long. Love wakes up at night when the mice in the dugout crawl under its field coat. Sometimes love vomits long in the trees after heavy combat. Every now and then it closes the eyes of its friends. Love wraps them up in sleeping bags and carries them away. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For sometimes the shelling is over, and friends close love's eyes, wrap it up in a sleeping bag, and carry it away. And then it passes to the living.